This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school volleyball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Northmont, and it's the Big Four. The Sweet 16 of volleyball, the Southwest Region and Division 4 in action tonight. In fact, four of the 15 top-ranked volleyball teams in Ohio Division 4 are meeting here. This Southwest Region has been oh so tough over the years. It's produced the state champ 14 of the last 17 years, and it attempts to claim the top prize once again this season. Fifth-rated St. Henry, 19-6, is the regional favorite. The Redskins battle Jackson Center, 20-5, ranked 11th in the state in the 6 o'clock opener, coming up in about 20 minutes. 8th-ranked Fort Loramie, 20-6, tangles with Rushi, 16-10, rated 5th in the state in the 7:30 p.m. tilt. St. Henry, by the way, was the state title winner back in 2004 when Ohio first went to Raleigh, scoring 25 points to win a set, and the best of five sets wins a match. And from 2004 through the 2017 season, all but one Division IV state title was earned by a Southwest Region winner or a Midwest Athletic Conference school.
Impressive.
How about that for success, Chuck?
That's pretty impressive. I mean, you look at the MAC and you think football, but boy, they're talented in all the sports.
Should be a very good first match between St. Henry and Jackson Center. St. Henry 19-6. Losses on the year, 2 to Coldwater, 1 to Knoxville, 1 to Bremen, 1 to Powerhouse Buckeye Central up north in a tourney that was held in this area, and also a setback to an Indiana Division II powerhouse. Meanwhile, Jackson Center has bowed to Fort Loramie twice, Rushi, New Knoxville, New Bremen. Jackson Center has won 11 in a row, by the way. St. Henry, of the four teams here in this regional, has played the toughest schedule, no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, the MAC was probably stronger than the Shelby County League this year, but you don't count out a Kim Metz coach volleyball team. They've won a lot of games through the years.
Speaking of Jackson Center head coach Kim Metz, 34 years, she's been at the helm. Wow, man, has she beaten opponents left and right. Well, what a record she's got at Jackson Center. Two phenomenal state championships back in 2015 and 16. Yep. She won a pair in a row. Phenomenal clubs. We talked to her earlier this week, and I asked him about the changes in volleyball since the early 2000s, rally scoring specifically.
Back in the day, and even when I played, I'm aging myself, I'm not going to say when, but the game was you only received a point if you earned the point. You had a service error that was not a point to the opposing team. You were not allowed to touch the net on the serve. It's now a let serve. So now it's a scenario that I don't want to say anything goes, but it's more of a competitive atmosphere where, of course, now we're playing to 25. Back in the day, we were only playing to 15. I remember competing in a match where it was over 2 hours because it was a point-earned system. Now sometimes people have matches that may last 45 minutes, but yet in the same token, you've got a 5-set match now instead of a 3-set match. So there's been an awful lot of adjustments that have gone on, and I appreciate the National Federation for accommodating. We've also added the libero to this sport. There's just been an awful lot of changes, and I think they've been for the betterment of the athletes.
Coaching style, coaching philosophy for Kim Metz over 34 years. How has it been altered?
And I'm not really sure if my philosophy has changed an awful lot. I think my coaching style has changed. I think, and my former graduates will say that I have become soft. I would just like to say that I have matured. I'm not stomping and kicking chairs or hitting my clipboard on my knee or breaking a clipboard. Find the calm and the balance so that the kids are able to do and not worry about what I'm talking about over on the sidelines.
Kim Metz, 34-year volleyball coach at Jackson Center, our guest before tonight's regional semifinal match between Jackson Center and St. Henry. This year's addition of the Tigers volleyball team, talk about your growth over the campaign. Highlight some of your starters tonight.
You're looking at my seniors, Ava Winter, libero, just drives our defense in the backcourt. Gabrielle Woolley and Morgan Kipker share, we run a 6-2, they share the setting. Both of them are perfectionists and wants to get the job done. My right side hitters, Kieran Yarkowski and Shia Akers, again, both of those seniors, they're just out there to do the job and to get the job done. Sarah Clark, she's another senior of mine, and Grace Woolley, Elena Platfoot. Sarah Clark shares outside duties. Elena and Grace are my middles, and we definitely work on blocking with those two. I mean, it's one of those scenarios that we go through practice, and I look at their face, and it's beet red, and I'm just going like, are you okay? Do we need to move on to something? And they'll just look at me, no, I'm fine, let's go. So, I mean, they're pushing themselves, healthy push, but they're pushing themselves.
Jackson Center Tigers head coach Kim Metz, JC, certainly the underdog in this match against the favored St. Henry Redskins. It's important for Jackson Center, Chuck, to get off to a good start. It's a best of five, a rally scoring. First team to win 3 sets takes the match.
Right.
And Jackson Center needs to win that first one. Boy, momentum can change so quickly in this game of volleyball, but the Tigers need a good start. It might be tough to get that momentum back away from St. Henry if the Redskins notch the first set in big fashion.
Right. It all comes down to confidence. If you have a good start in a match, then you're going to play better. You got some nerves. Both teams will have some nerves, especially on passing and and serving in the beginning, but you want to be one of the hitters at the net, because all you have to do is swing that arm and try to pound one. So that's your best spot to get the aggression out. But I think the team that settles the nerves first is going to have the advantage.
Tricia Rosenbeck, sixth year head coach at St. Henry. She talked about her club schedule. Wow, was it difficult all year long? Perhaps about the very toughest in the state for a D4 program.
I have a strong senior class this year. We have six seniors. Three of them have been playing for me the last 3 years. And so we have some definite experience. Brianna Seifering has stepped up for us in a huge way this year. She's our outside hitter. She's been our captain this season, and in the off season, you know, she just stepped up and took lead of the team. And if things get tough, I know that the girls look to her. Right now she's leading us in kills. She's right up there in digs. She's one of our toughest servers. She's really stepped up this season, and I've been very proud of her. Carly Winters, our other 3-year starter. She's a middle hitter for us. And again, she's one who we go to in tough times, and she finds a way, and she's a leader by her voice. I know the girls look to her to bring some excitement and bring some intensity. And then we have Grace Lange as our libero, and she's our other 3-year starter for us. And she's been a captain this year for us as well. She's quiet, but she's found a way to lead by example. And she's definitely stepped up, and she's one of our leaders in digs and also one of our best servers. As far as our other seniors go, Claire Wendell is our right side hitter, and she's one of those girls. She's quiet. A lot of people might not notice her, and then in big moments, she's really stepped up for us and put some balls away when we really needed it. And she's one of those people who just plays with confidence and will continue to swing even when the going's tough. Our other two seniors are DSs. One is Lauren Robinette, and the other one is Lauren Beike. And again, both of those girls go in. They're primary passers for us, and we count on them for the defensive role. And that's a lot of times people don't see that role, but obviously it's really, really important. So all six of these seniors are very important to what we're doing.
And these ladies have rallied to a 19-6 season without the services of your great junior, who was a second-team All-Stater a year ago, Mia Niekamp.
Yes. Mia tore her ACL this summer playing basketball. So she was out for this year. And Mia was one of those players. She's just an outstanding athlete. She started for us as a freshman, played for us as a sophomore. And she was our go-to attacker last year. She led us in kills as a sophomore. And, I mean, it was a huge loss for us, and the girls knew it too, and it was very disappointing. But you're right, we rallied, and we said, we can still do this. We can still make a huge impact. And Mia's been with us through it all. She's been coming to every single practice. She's been busting her butt with the trainer, getting her ACL back to what we need it to be for her senior year. She calls service zones for us on the bench, and the girls trust her. I trust her. I say, do your thing, Mia, and she's been awesome. So, even though she's technically not playing, she's still a huge part of our team.
And she's like an additional coach for you on the bench.
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes I turn to her and we like, Mia, you do your thing. She said, what service zone should I call? I said, you know what you're doing. You call it. So, yeah, she's been awesome. And then we've had other people step up to take in that role as outside hitter. We have Chloe Gels. She's never played outside before this year. She was our right side last year, and then she was training to be a middle hitter for us this year. And then once Mia got injured, we threw her out on the outside. So this is her first season as an outside hitter, and she's really stepped into that role. She is athletic and long, and She has games where she is unstoppable, and that's what happened in our fort recovery match. She stepped up all of a sudden in game three and had 9 kills in game three, and you know, all of a sudden there's our confidence, and we're playing some volleyball then. So she's had some big games, and she just keeps getting better each practice, gets more confidence, and she's a really, really great player.
Tricia Rosenbeck, head coach of St. Henry. She added that Maya Ontrop, a middle hitter, a 5'10 junior, has made a major contribution to this club this season as well. It's been a meat grinder of a schedule for St. Henry. Tricia said, to beat the best, you've got to play the best. Oh, so true.
Well, it gets you ready. I mean, your record during the season, except for possibly a seed in the tournament, doesn't really matter that much. Try to win the league. You want to play a good non-league schedule to be able to be ready for moments like this, and that's what they did.
We'd like to remind our listeners that we are on the air on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Thanks to these underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors in the last several months here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover, the Family Resource Center. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victrushealth.com. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Psalm McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. The winner of this first match coming up here at 6 between St. Henry and Jackson Center plays the winner of the 7:30 match, Fort Loramie versus Rushi, in a regional championship game on Saturday afternoon at 2. Our airtime is at 1:30. We've got St. Henry in red on the near side of the Northmont volleyball court, Chuck. A lot of crimson down below us. St. Henry students have filled in.
Yeah, they got a good crowd student-wise.
Oh, yeah. They're packing the far end zone. Jackson Center in orange across the way. Good fall colors, red and orange, reminding me of the leaves I saw on the trees as I drove into Northmont High School here tonight.
That's beautiful, but here comes winter, so it's kind of bittersweet.
Chuck, we're going to take a 2-minute radio station break. I want to alert Derek at the radio station WMVR. We will take a 2-minute radio station break. It'll be one of 4 that we hope to get in over the course of the evening. Certainly we'll have time for 1, maybe 2 between our matches tonight. We'll take one right now. Coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes, it's St. Henry and Jackson Center. It's the first regional semi in Division IV volleyball here at Northmont tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again back at Northmont High School, about 3 minutes away from the start of our first regional semifinal volleyball match in Division IV tonight between St. Henry and Jackson Center. The Tigers' key players here at the start of the match will include Ava Winter, senior, 5'4 libero, Kieran Yarkowski, senior, 5'9 outside hitter, Elena Flatfoot, senior, 5'7, middle and outside hitter, Morgan Kipker, senior, 5'5, she's a setter, Grace Woolley, senior, 5'8, middle hitter, Shia Akers, 6'2" tall, senior, outside hitter, Sarah Clark, senior, 5'10, an outside hitter, and we will see in action early on, no doubt, McKinley Reichert, a 5'8" freshman, who will get playing time tonight for the Jackson Center Tigers. For the St. Henry Redskins, we'll be talking about Grace Lange, a senior, 5'6". Claire Wendell, right side hitter, senior, 5'8". Lydia Whirling, sophomore, 5'8" tall. She sets. Middle hitter, Carly Winter, senior at 5'11". Brianna Seifring, outside hitter, senior at 5'10". And Maya Antrop, as we noted several minutes ago, a junior, 5'10" tall. We've got a lot of talent here tonight, Chuck, at this regional volleyball, a bunch of it. Ava Shoulders of Fort Loramie, voted Player of the Year in District 9.
Nice.
Just in the last 36 hours. And her coach, John Rogers of Fort Loramie, garnered Coach of the Year honors. Riley Heitkamp was also voted to the first team, District 9. Summer Hoying of Fort Loramie to the second team. Three members, by the way, of the Jackson Center Tigers were recognized by District 9. Sarah Clark and Shia Akers were awarded first team honors. Ava Winter chosen to the second team. St. Henry's Brianna Seifring was awarded first-team honors in District 8. Teammate Lydia Whirling earned a second-team berth, and Grace Lange was named honorable mention. From Rushi, Kate Sherman earned first-team recognition in District 9, and teammate Maya Monin notched a spot on the second unit. As we highlight some of the postseason recognition awards earned by ladies here at this regional volleyball tourney. We've got the playing of the national anthem coming up, and then we will start our volleyball match, the first of two semifinals here tonight, featuring St. Henry and Jackson Center. Back shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral pre-arrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangemanfh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that we are also on the air tonight thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team, Mark, Scott, and Nick, continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ Shelby, COVSO. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will keep you moving forward. In Rushi, thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, new location in the 500 block of East Main in Rushi. And thanks as well to Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center in Greenville, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, Myers Tavern in Botkins, Riemann Drywall in Anna, and Stephen Ted's in Anna, at HVAC Plumbing and Electrical Expert. You know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Well, Chuck, you can throw the regular season, the sectional tournament, the district tournament out the window. Big stage, big crowd. These young ladies are playing in the moment tonight, and who handles the moment better will win this match.
I mean, it's the way it is for most tournament games, and you get this far along, you know, you can't just be happy to get here if you expect to get down to Wright State on a week from Saturday.
I will note that St. Henry came through its district semifinals and finals, beating Marion Local and Fort Recovery by scores of 3-2, and trailed 2-1 in one match and 2-0 in the other.
Wow.
St. Henry pulled them both out of the fire.
Well, and that you want to talk about getting confidence, that'll do it for you.
Yep, indeed. Well, St. Henry starts to our left. Jackson Center right down below us to our right. We are positioned at side court down toward the end line at which Jackson Center's players will be here at the outset of the match. Volleyball is fun. We won't begin to describe every touch. The numbers on the fronts of the jerseys, difficult to read. Hopefully we'll get turns of the body sorta so we can see numerals on the back. Over the course of this first match, we'll start to recognize players. Tell you what, Chuck, not a whole lot of difference, according to my eyes, between the St. Henry red and the Jackson Center orange.
Well, that's because we're both semi-blind.
You said semi?
Semi, yeah.
And you gave me the benefit of the doubt. Well, Jackson Center serves to start the match. Serve received by St. Henry. Here's a set, middle of the floor for Carly Winter, and it hits the net, bounds back. Jackson Center may have got a hand on it and blocked it. Tigers point.
Yeah. No, it was real long. It was almost long for the basketball court.
Jackson Center serving. Serve receive by Grace Lange of St. Henry. And then the Redskins make a shot down the right side of the floor off the fist of a Jackson Center player. Give credit to Claire Wendell, right side hitter for St. Henry.
Boy, she put a shot on that one.
And she ties up the match at one apiece. Here is St. Henry serving. Nicely done by Lange. Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits, the last of which is tried by Elena Platfoot, up and over. St. Henry drills one at the foot of the defender for Jackson Center near the back line. Tigers get it over in 3 hits, and then St. Henry clubs one wide.
Yeah, nice job. Good job of going up for the block that time. And it forced them to go try to go wide, and they hit it out.
Yep, sure did. Jackson Center serving. Oh, and it's well done. Outstanding serve by the Tigers. Sarah Clark, the 5'10 senior, spanked that ball with some spin on it, and St. Henry could not control the dig, and it's 3-1 Jackson Center. Here is St. Henry, Jackson Center, good rally going. Jackson Center at the net. Shot by McKinley Reichert. It hit the net cord, trickled over, and I think the point is...
It was out.
Oh, it was out.
Yep.
Tough break for McKinley. Point to St. Henry. 3-2, Jackson Center up one. Here's a great serve. Well done on the play by St. Henry. My, oh, my. It was Raya Busher, freshman, 5'2" tall, a dandy. Tied up at three. The serve right at the toes of Jackson Center players who could not scratch it off the floor. Serve received Jackson Center. Three hits on the St. Henry side. Here's a kill by the Redskins. It's good. It's on the back line. It's on the back line. I think it was Carly Winter who gets credit for it. Three straight points by St. Henry, which has taken the lead 4-3. Running up and serving is on trot for St. Henry. Jackson Center gets it back on 1-2-3 hits. The last of which is by Winter, and then St. Henry misfires on the return.
I'm going to find you a number there. That was, I'm on the wrong side. That was Akers.
Well done, Mashiah Akers of Jackson Center. Tigers serving with the match, with the set tied at four. Here's a St. Henry shot to Jackson Center's back line, and Elena Platfoot can't get a handle on it. Point, St. Henry. 5-4 Redskins. St. Henry serving down to her left. Here's the ball drilled up and over the net by Claire Wendell. Jackson Center gets it back. Oh, well done up front. Nice play by the Tigers. It was Yarkoski who smashed one off the fingertips of a St. Henry player. Redskins did not make the pass ahead to get it back, and Jackson Center has pulled even again at five. Seesaw match early on. Jackson Center serving in the person of Gabrielle Woolley, the senior. And St. Henry returns the serve. Second hit. It's off course. It missed the side stripe. It's out of play. Point Jackson Center. St. Henry tried to cut it too close down the side of the floor, and it was wide. And then a service error by Jackson Center. That evens things up again at six. Nobody's had a two-point lead yet.
I think it was 3-1.
You're right. It was. My mistake. One of several I'll make tonight for sure. Here is St. Henry serving. Jackson Center serve receive. Ball set far side of the floor to Platfoot. She punches one up and over. Good recovery by St. Henry. Well done by Whirling of the Redskins. But then here's a kill attempt at the net by Jackson Center, and it's a good one.
Yeah, it got the ball, it was long, but it got touched at the net. So Jackson Center point.
Sarah Clark and Karen Karkowski were up at the net for Jackson Center. Oh, here's a Tiger serve, and it crawls over. It hit the net cord and then splashed on the other side. Nice touch by McKinley Reichert.
And that was one of the things that Kim Metz talked about, how the game has changed. That would have been a let serve in the old days.
Isn't that something? 8-6, Tigers up two. St. Henry, 1-2-3 hits, the last of which is tried by Brianna Seifering. Jackson Center tries to get it back, too hot to handle. Well played by Seifering of St. Henry. 8-7, Jackson Center up one. Lydia Whirling getting the service honors, the 5'8 sophomore for St. Henry. Tight match, well played so far. Whirling drives it to Jackson Center's back line. Here's a set near side for Sarah Clark. Clark pummels one over. Good return by the Redskins. No, it's blocked back at the net by Jackson Center, which earns the point. Beautifully done up front. It was Grace Woolley on the point for the Tigers, who lead at 9-7. There's that two-point advantage again. 9-7, Jackson Center. Tigers serving. It's Paige Guy. She smacks one to the back line. 1-2 hits, the last of which by Whirling of St. Henry is short. It's below the net cord. And Jackson Center sneaks ahead by 3, 10-7.
The start that the Tigers needed for sure.
Yes, we talked about that in the pre-match. How it was so key for Jackson Center to have a good beginning. Serve received by St. Henry. 1-2-3 hits Jackson Center. The last of which is a kill attempt by Sarah Clark. It's no good. It's into the net. Point St. Henry.
It took them a second to decide if it had been touched, but they were correct. It was not.
Yep, right call was made. St. Henry serving. And it's driven long by Lydia Whirling. It is beyond the boundary. It missed the stripe. It went out. Point to Jackson Center, which is up 3 again, 11-8. Well, we're nearing the halfway mark of this first set. Best 3 of 5. Jackson Center up 3. Serve received by St. Henry. Here's a kill attempt near side of the floor. Got it. Carly Winner spanked that one home. The 5'11 senior winner earns the point for St. Henry, 11-9, in favor of Jackson Center by 2. St. Henry serving left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Here's a block attempt at the net by St. Henry, but it falls short. Point to Jackson Center, 12-9.
That was Clark. Nice hit, nice swing.
Well done by Sarah Clark. Jackson Center serving. St. Henry at the net. Tries to drill one to the far left corner. And it is Maya Ontrop just missing the far side of the court. She couldn't get the line. The official says no good. It was out. Time out, St. Henry. Jackson Center 13, St. Henry 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our radio station sponsors. They include Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire.
I think I found a sport I could still officiate in. I'm about the same size as the guys on the lines.
The dimensions are about equal, huh?
I think I would be out of the way. I could stay out of the way.
Height and width. Jackson Center up before, 13-9. Good serve at Jackson Center to St. Henry's back line. And the ball is touched by a Redskin. And then it ricochets off the floor toward the scorer's table. And Jackson Center earns a point to go up by 5, 14-9. And then a serve by the Tigers is a splendid one.
Right on the back line. Boy, what a serve by Clark.
Woo, Sarah Clark. Boy, was that an efficient serve. Nobody for St. Henry could reach it. The 5'10 senior outside hitter with a great service. Here is St. Henry, 1-2-3 hits. An attempted block, but Jackson Center fails.
That was Seifring.
Brianna Seifring up front for St. Henry gets the point. That stops the Jackson Center run. The biggest lead had been 15-9. It's now 15-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Serve received Tigers. 1-2-3 hits up and over. Here's a shot by Chloe Gels. No, it's to the front line where a teammate on trap gets a piece of it and knocks it over for the Redskins.
She just redirected that one, and Jackson Center was not ready for it.
Well done by St. Henry. And here is a serve attempt by the Redskins. Whirling, no good. It hit the top of the net. 15-11, or I should say 16-11, in favor of Jackson Center. Here's a Tigers service error. Shot is no good. A little heavy. Overcooked a little bit. And it's 16-12. St. Henry down 4 to Jackson Center. Opening set, first regional semifinal match of the evening. Here is St. Henry serving. Nicely done by Whirling. And on the Jackson Center side, the Tigers try to pass it up front, and they cannot control it. Error, Tigers, 16-13. St. Henry within three. Serve, Redskins. Oh, back row of Jackson Center, and it's mishandled, 16-14.
Avery Schmitz getting some good serves in now for the...
Isn't she, though? Wow. Avery is on the money. Sophomore, 5'8", outside hitter. Her serves have really sparked St. Henry. Here's another one at the feet of a Tiger who goes sprawling on the floor for it. And Jackson Center can't retrieve. Point, St. Henry, which is within one. 16-15, Tigers. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Chuck, Brianna Seifring for St. Henry on a roll serving.
Yep.
And it's gotten St. Henry close right back to the match, down 1 point now to the Jackson Center Tigers.
Yeah, I had said that it was Schmitz, but I can't tell 9 from 4.
Well, we've each made at least one mistake.
At least.
Jackson Center 16, St. Henry 15, first set of this regional semifinal match. Serve received by Jackson Center. Nicely done by McKinley Reichert. Feeds it up front to a big hitter. Shot good. Shot good. Wow. I think that was Kira Nierkowski.
It was Akers, number 30.
My mistake, 30, not 10. Shia Akers, 6'2 senior outside hitter, records the point for Jackson Center, which is up two now, 17-15. Tigers serve. Serve received St. Henry. Set far side of the floor. Kill attempt tried by Whirling. Jackson Center gets it back. An attempted block at the net, but St. Henry's no good. 18-15, Jackson Center.
Reichert on the swing that time. Good point.
Jackson Center serving. Back line of St. Henry. Serve receive. Oh, a little dump shot up and over the net by Carly Winter. Jackson Center was very attentive. Got it back. Alert play. And then St. Henry clubs one to the far corner. It's long. No good. 19-15. Jackson Center up four.
I think we have the answer on which team has the worst nerves right now. St. Henry missing some shots.
Yep, Redskins a bit jittery. Shots they would normally make without too much trouble. They're coming up with some errors. Serve receives St. Henry. Jackson Center's Clark sets it far side to the big swing from Ava Winter. Shot gotten back, though, by St. Henry. 1, 2, 3 hits, the last of which is by Ontrap. 3 hits by the Tigers, last by Clark. St. Henry goes all over the floor to try to salvage the possession. Does so.
Wow.
The rally continues. One great shot after another, and Jackson Center gets the spike at the net off the blocker's wrist.
Ava Winter made one of the best digs you're ever going to see in a volleyball match.
It was a winner, a point winner. Jackson Center up 5, 20-15. Timeout St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, Jackson Center took the lead early in this match, breaking a 6-all tie. Inched out ahead 8-6 and then 10-7. Was once up to 6-15-9. St. Henry clawed back within one, did the Redskins at 16-15. And now Jackson Center has strung together four in a row to lead the opening set 20-15. Tigers continue to serve. Nicely done by Gabrielle Woolley. St. Henry gets it back. Kill attempt at the net by the Redskins. Chloe Gels. It's a little heavy. Too much mustard on it. Long. 21-15, Jackson Center. Tigers serve again. Serve receive St. Henry. Oh, that was a pass by St. Henry. But it was a little too long and got over the net. Easy pickings up front for Jackson Center. Elena Platfoot and McKinley Reichert were there. Biggest lead for the Tigers, 7, 22-15. Serve, receive, St. Henry. Here's a set near side for a Redskin. Oh, that is pummeled. That is pummeled. Beautifully done by Lydia Whirling. She really cracked that one. And Jackson Center had no chance to make the return. That stops the Tigers' streak. Lead had swelled to 22-15. Now it's 22-16. Here is St. Henry serving down 6. 1, 2, 3 passes by Jackson Center. Then a shot attempt from the far side of the floor, and it's long.
That was Reichert. It was out by about a foot.
I said three passes. Three passes would have been four hits. Two passes. 22-17. Jackson Center up 5. Serving St. Henry. Here's a carry. A violation committed by Jackson Center up on the front line. Point awarded to the Redskins.
That's 40 points and the first time that there's been a call like that.
Yes. 22-18. St. Henry down 4. Serve receive Jackson Center. Kill attempt near side of the floor. Ball was clobbered by Yarkowski. Gotten back, though, by St. Henry. Good play by winner of the Redskins. Three hits by Jackson Center. St. Henry, middle of the floor. Kill attempt on the play by Carly Winner. Gotten back by Jackson Center. St. Henry goes diving forward to the hardwood and can't recover. 23-18 in favor of Jackson Center. 2 points from taking set number one.
Tigers need to close it out.
Jackson Center can't do it right here. Serve into the net. Reichert shot short. 23-19. Jackson Center leads by 4. 2 points away from taking set number one. Here is Lydia Whirling serving for St. Henry. Jackson Center. Three hits far side of the floor. Tigers go for the kill, but it's no good. Little bit strong. Off the end line. 23-20. St. Henry within 3. Whirling to serve again. Critical stretch of this match. Running forward, Whirling. It goes to the Tigers' back line. Almost a misplay by Jackson Center. Shot is up and over by the Tigers. St. Henry returns easily. Block attempt. Jackson Center at the net. Well done by the Tigers. No, my mistake. My mistake. St. Henry earns the point. The block attempt was into the top of the net. Up front by Jackson Center's Flatfoot. And give that point on the play to Ontrop of St. Henry. Big turn of events. Each team now has used a couple timeouts in this opening set. 23-21. Jackson Center still by 2. It's been narrowed to a scant 2 points here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
St. Henry serving down by 2, and the service attempt is short into the middle of the netting. Jackson Center gets a reprieve. Tigers are up 3, 24-21. Here is set point for Jackson Center. St. Henry, 1, 2, 3 hits. Kill attempt, middle of the floor by Seifring. It's short. It hit the net cord and was repelled. And Jackson Center takes the opening set 25-21 over the favored St. Henry Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Northmont. 25-21, the verdict in set number one. Jackson Center defeats St. Henry. Thanks to Bryant Billing of the Sydney Daily News, we've been alerted to the fact that New Knoxville has beaten Lipsick by six in set number one in a Northwest Region semifinal. And by the way, we want to pay our deepest sympathies to the Loggeman family. Meg Loggeman, head coach of volleyball at New Knoxville, lost her husband earlier this week in a car accident.
Boy, she has to be coaching with a heavy heart.
I don't think she is at court.
Oh, she's not there.
I don't believe she's at courtside tonight.
Yeah.
Her assistants have stepped in.
That would be really, really difficult.
Very challenging week, as you can imagine, for everyone at New Knoxville High School. But the Lady Rangers have responded so far this evening, overcoming the loss of their coach's husband, and have played very well in defeating the Lipsick team 25-19 in set number one. Wow, such a tragic accident. And scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR offer their deepest sympathies to the Loggeman family. Meg and her child were not in the car, thankfully. That Ryan passed in the accident earlier this week. Here we go, set number two. Jackson Center now to our left. Or I'm sorry, Jackson Center to our right as we start out set number two. St. Henry to our left. After the Tigers won the opening set by a count of 25-21, breaking a six-all tie, and we're never headed. And we got a carry, a violation, as Jackson Center cupped the ball on the front line, and it was detected by the official. St. Henry takes a 1-0 lead.
I always thought that they switched after each game, but I guess that's changed.
Here is Jackson Center going off the floor to try to get a wicked serve. Wow, my goodness. Shia Akers and McKinley Reichert went diving into the bench at Jackson Center and could not retrieve that hot serve by St. Henry. Here's another serve by the Redskins. Well done on the play by Chloe Gels. Jackson Center scrambles to get it back. St. Henry, 1-2-3 hits. Jackson Center with a back set. Ball driven hard by McKinley Reichert. Gotten back by St. Henry. And then we've got interference in the net against the Redskins. 2-1. St. Henry up one. Jackson Center leads 1-0. Jackson Center serving. Ball knocked to the back line of St. Henry. Good recovery on the play by Lauren Beike. And it's taken by Jackson Center near the net. Wow, the duo up front of the Tigers gets the job done.
Yeah, that was McKinley Reichert who hit that one, and that was a shot.
Yep, Reichert was there, as was Grace Woolley, and we're tied up at two. Here's a serve attempt by Jackson Center, Sarah Clark. Oops, not quite high enough. Hit the very tippy top of the net. 3-2 in favor of St. Henry. Redskins serving down to her left. It's Raya Busher. 5-2 freshman. Swings the left hand. Smacks it over. Jackson Center. Third hit. Middle of the floor. Sarah Clark to the back line of St. Henry. 1-2-3 hits for the Redskins. The last one, a little push shot up and over. Jackson Center recovers. And here's a kill attempt from the right side of the floor. Yes. Jackson Center earns the point. Well done over there by Clark. As the ball slipped off the hand of a St. Henry player trying to gain the return, couldn't do it. We're tied at three. Serve received St. Henry. Oh, nice dig by Clark on the back line for the Tigers to the front line. And the pass is a little off the mark, and St. Henry earns the point to go up 4-3. St. Henry serving down to our left. Up a point. Ball served middle of the floor. Good recovery by Reichert of Jackson Center. Set to the far side of the court for the spiker. Shot good. That was Shia Akers who fisted that one. Tied at four. Second set starting out like the first set did. It was even up at four at one point. Serve at Jackson Center short into the netting. 5-4 St. Henry. First set went to Jackson Center by a 25-21 count. Carly Winter serving here for St. Henry, which tries to build on a one-point lead. Good serve received by Yarkowski for Jackson Center. 1-2-3 hits by St. Henry. Block attempt at the net, but Jackson Center, and the Tigers may have broken the plane up front. They did. Point to St. Henry, which leads at 6-4. Chuck, I got a feeling this match is not going to go three sets.
No. I don't think it is either.
St. Henry seems to have regained some poise after a poor start. Here's a kill attempt to the net by St. Henry. Beautifully done by Maya Ontrop. Jackson Center tried to block it back, couldn't do it. 7-4, Redskins. Redskins on a roll, serving. Here is Jackson Center with a pass to the front line as the Tigers went diving on the serve receive. That threw the communication off. St. Henry gains the point and has doubled the score on Jackson Center with four in a row. 8-4, St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Drywall is done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall in Anna. It gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. Riemann Drywall in Anna offers drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is just a call away at 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Point Jackson Center, well timed after the Tigers timeout. 8-5, St. Henry still leads. Here's a serve received by St. Henry. An angle shot cross court. No, it's wide of the mark. Point Tigers, two in a row. 8-6 in favor of St. Henry. Reichert serving for Jackson Center. St. Henry sets it far side of the floor for Chloe Gels, who pace one hard. Jackson Center, good recovery. Nice play up front for Grace Woolley. And St. Henry and Jackson Center go back and forth. And it's not ruled a successful block, but Jackson Center, St. Henry gets it. 9-6 Redskins.
Chloe Gels on that swing.
3-point lead, St. Henry. Serve received, Jackson Center. Well done, back line by Ava Winter. Ball sent to the front line. Misplay, Jackson Center. Another point, St. Henry. And the lead swells back out to 4 again at 10-6. 10-6 Redskins. St. Henry serving. Good line drive serve to the back line of Jackson Center. Tigers get it up and over. They're a little out of kilter. St. Henry with a kill at the front line, and it's a good one. Well done by Maya Antrop. Jackson Center out of sorts, got off balance, trying to make passes, returning a difficult shot from St. Henry, which eventually got the kill from Antrop to lead it by 11-6. Another great serve catches Jackson Center off guard. 12-6 St. Henry. The Redskins have overcome their early first set jitters.
Well, this is kind of the Redskin team we thought we were going to see.
Yep. Here is Whirling serving for St. Henry. Jackson centers. McKinley Reichert sends it up front. Kill attempt by Clark. Gotten back by St. Henry. Fine block. Three hits Jackson Center. Three hits St. Henry. Kill attempt far side of the floor by Gels. Jackson Center goes sprawling for it and can't make the recovery. 13-6 St. Henry. Mighty Mo, momentum in the Redskins' favor at the moment. Here's the serve by Whirling of St. Henry. Kill attempt near side by Clark. Wow! Did she ever rip that one? That stopped the bleeding for the Jackson Center Tigers. Sarah Clark, 5'10 outside hitter, drilled one home to make it 13-7.
That was big because you didn't want to have to use that second time out this early.
Right, good observation. St. Henry serving, or I should say Jackson Center serving. Serve, receive, Redskins. Good save, far side of the floor by the Tigers. Outstanding dig by Platfoot. St. Henry clips the net with the shot. Here's Clark going to the back line for Jackson Center. Deep on her side of the floor, the Redskins do get it back. It's Bikey. Great rally here. Jackson Center eventually smacks one long, wide, off the end of the court. Akers couldn't get it to go.
I think they called a touch.
Oh, they did. A slight touch. Minuscule deflection ruled against St. Henry. No complaint from the Redskins. Break Tigers, 13-8. And then a service error into the netting by Jackson Center's winner.
You won't see that very often.
Nope. Ava just didn't get enough lift on that serve. Big point. 14-8 St. Henry. St. Henry serving. Jackson Center goes to the floor to save the possession. Here's a kill at the net by St. Henry. Blocked back by Jackson Center. And then a little tip shot by Sarah Clark is good. Fine touch by Clark of Jackson Center. 14-9. St. Henry up 5. Gabrielle Woolley will serve for Jackson Center. To my mistake, it's Morgan Kipker. 15-5. Kipker airmails one over. Here's a set far side of the floor for St. Henry's. Brianna Seifring, gotten back by Jackson Center. Yes, it falls at the feet of Whirling of St. Henry. Point Tigers, who are within 4 at 14-10.
That was Clark again. Nice job of just directing that to the floor.
Here's a serve at Jackson Center. It's sailing and drops on the line. Back edge of the court. It's good. Fine serve by Kipker, 14-11. Jackson Center within 3 after trailing the 7 at 13-6. St. Henry serve receive. Ball fed up front to Seifring. Seifring hits one toward the back of the court. Did it clip the line? It did. The official looked it over, gave it the close call, and it went St. Henry's way. 15-11 in favor of St. Henry. That ball just got a piece of the back edge of the line. Here is a great serve by St. Henry. Jackson Center goes to the floor to get it up and over. And then St. Henry goes to the floor and breaks the plane below the net. 15-12. Here come the Tigers. Once down to seven here in the second set. Jackson Center took set number one. 25-21. St. Henry serve, receive. Ava Winter for Jackson Center. Sends it far side to Akers for a kill attempt. St. Henry returns. Seifring to Winter. And the ball drops in the middle of the floor. Communication error, St. Henry. 15-13. Jackson Center down two. St. Henry timeout. Jackson Center up one set on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Welcome right back here to Northmont High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're about at the midway point of set number two in this opening regional semifinal between Jackson Center and St. Henry. Tigers won the opening set 25-21, were never headed after breaking a six-all tie. St. Henry has been in front virtually all of the second set. Redskins broke a 4-4 tie, led by as many as seven at 13-6. Jackson Center has sneaked back into the second set at 15-13. Jackson Center serving. Up one set to none. Serve receive St. Henry. 1-2-3 it for the Tigers. And that shot's crooked, sailing off the side of the floor. No good. St. Henry gets a gift right there.
Trying to go around the block attempt and did it way too wide.
Yep, those blocks up front can be bothersome. 16-13. St. Henry in the lead by three. Jackson Center, serve, receive. Here's a set, middle of the floor for McKinley Reichert. It's well done. St. Henry gets it back, and the ball drops in. Far side of the floor, about three or four steps from the umpire. It landed just inside the line. It fell into a zone, not occupied by a Tiger. 17-13, four-point lead, St. Henry. Serve, receive, Jackson Center. Ball clobbered far right side of the floor by Kipker. St. Henry gets it back. It's Seifring at the net. It's tipped right back and in by Jackson Center. Nice touch on the play by Akers of the Tigers. 17-14. St. Henry up three. Now make it four as Jackson Center misses on the serve. 18-14. Jackson Center down four to St. Henry late in the second set. The first one was won by the Jackson Center Tigers. St. Henry serving, serve, receive. Reichert feeds Yarkoski for Jackson Center. Here's St. Henry, 1-2-3 hits, the last of which is by Ontrop. Jackson Center gets it back. Good rally going here. Here's a block attempt at the net for Jackson Center. It's not completed. And St. Henry earns the point.
The early winner.
Well done, but winner for St. Henry. Carly Winter, 5'11 senior. That ball sprayed off the hand of a Tiger, and St. Henry leads it 19-4. Jackson Center serve receive. Set far right side for Akers. Akers splashes one off the arm of a St. Henry player on the back line. Point for the Tigers. 19-15. St. Henry within six of evening up sets at one each. Here is Jackson Center serving. It's Gabrielle Woolley. Oh, St. Henry gets it back. That's a mean shot by Seifring at the foot of a Tiger. Point St. Henry. It was blasted by Seifring. Redskins lead by 5, 20-15. St. Henry serving. It's whirling. Here's Jackson Center with a pass attempt and crawls over the net. Easy pickings for St. Henry on the front line. Point, Redskins.
Yeah, you make a mistake like that against a good team, you're not getting it back.
Righto. 21-15. St. Henry up 6. Jackson Center won the first set. 25-21. Another timeout utilized by the Tigers. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers available at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Over 20 colors and styles. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with purchase. Also, delivery just $49. Free in-house measurements. 2 locations, Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Greenville Pro Hardware. Call Darren Yankst, 937-596-6360, 596-6360. As we return to action after the Tigers' timeout, error committed by St. Henry, 21-16, Redskins serve, Jackson Center, miscue on the serve receive by St. Henry, 2 quick points, Tigers. 21-17, critical stage in this second set. Jackson Center leads, 1-0. Ball set far side of the floor for St. Henry. It's clubbed on the play by Ontrap. It sails off the court. No good. 3 in a row by the Tigers. 21-18. Serving Jackson Center's McKinley Reichert. 1-2-3 hits by St. Henry. Ball aimed toward the back line by Whirling. It's not good. It's not good. A little too heavy on the shot. St. Henry needs a timeout. What a response by Jackson Center with 4 in a row. 21-19 St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
I'd like to remind you that we've got a second match tonight featuring Fort Loramie and Rushi for the third time this season. Each won a 3-1 match on the home floor. Both teams shorthanded when they lost, so really difficult to tell for those two season matches, although over the last 3 seasons they've split 8 matches right down the middle. Fort Loramie has won 1 more set during that span. Here's Jackson Center on a roll, serving 4 straight points for the Tigers, but St. Henry with a block at the net. Beautifully done. Outstanding effort up front. It was Ontrop and teammate Winner were right there to defend their court. They earned the point for St. Henry, 22-19. St. Henry up 3 points away from tying this at a set apiece. The serve, though, by St. Henry is a little strong, no good. Was it a little heavy off the floor, Chuck?
Yeah, it was probably 6 inches out.
Was it? You've got better eyes than I thought. 22-20 in favor of St. Henry after the point by the Tigers, but the Redskins get the kill. Whirling up front, she and Seifring combined to make it 23-20. St. Henry up three, serve, Redskins, no good. It didn't crawl up the net. 23-21. Jackson Center is down two late in the second set. Tigers lead one set to none, having won the first one, 25-21. Here is Jackson Center serving. Well done by Kipker. St. Henry gets it back. It's clubbed left side of the floor and in. Spike attempt for the Redskins is a beaut. Nicely handled. It was Grace Lange defending her area of the floor along with Claire Wendell. 24-21. Set point here for St. Henry. Jackson Center. One, two, three hits. Kill attempt, Sarah Clark. Good dig by St. Henry. Three hits, Redskins. Block attempt at the net, but Jackson Center is good. 24-22. Jackson Center within two. Serving Sarah Clark. One, two, three hits, St. Henry. Shot cross floor. Line drive. Gotten back by Jackson Center. St. Henry dives on the hardwood. Good save. Shot by St. Henry. Corner of the floor. Corner of the floor. Good! That wins it. What a play. Brianna Seifring nailed it. And set number two goes to St. Henry by a score of 25-22 after Jackson Center earned set one. 25-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Match number one. Here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM is evened up. One set apiece. Jackson Center won the first set 25-21. St. Henry came back to win the second set 25-22. Each winner led pretty much throughout the set in which they proved victorious. St. Henry a little shaky early on tonight, but rebounded nicely in the second set to make this a 1-1 match. Stephen Teds and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Stephen Teds, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Teds in 2002, quickly building a great reputation. A new home heating and cooling system is one of the most important investments you'll ever make and will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come at Stephen Teds, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Stephen Teds, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Third set underway. Jackson Center below us to our right. St. Henry far left. And each team starts with a point. 1-1 in the third set. 1-1 in sets. As we noted, Jackson Center took the opener. St. Henry came back to take set number two. And here's a good serve by Sarah Clark at Jackson Center. Too hot to handle for St. Henry. And the Tigers go on top. 2-1 in set number three. Clark serving again. Here's a set, middle of the floor for St. Henry's. Claire Wendell, Jackson Center gets it back. No, they don't. Tiger shot misses. Well done, St. Henry. Claire Wendell earns it.
I had to wait for a second to have her ponytail swing, but it was Claire Wendell.
Yeah, the front numbers tough to see. Back numbers a little more discernible for both clubs. Here is a 2-2 tie. St. Henry serving. There's a cross-court kill by the Redskins. Did Jackson Center touch it? Was it wide? It's no good. Ruled out. 3-2, Jackson Center. Tigers serving. It is pummeled across the floor by Yarkoski. Got back with St. Henry. Seifering at the net. Jackson Center dives to the floor to make the recovery. Then it's pushed up and over by Clark. Oh, here's a little drop shot. Oh, was that ever cleverly done by Lydia Worley.
That was nice. Yeah, that was nice.
She had Jackson Center looking one way, and Whirling flipped it into a zone where Jackson Center didn't have a player. 3-3 tie, set number three. Here is St. Henry serving. Jackson Center serve, receive. Shot far side of the floor, attempted by Yarkoski of Jackson Center. Blocked back right now by St. Henry. Well timed.
Yep, well done.
4-3 in favor of St. Henry. Here is the run up. The serve of the Redskins. Serve receive Tigers. Middle floor, Akers spikes one for Jackson Center. St. Henry, 1-2-3 hits, the last of which by Whirling is no good. It missed the corner of the floor by inches. Point Jackson Center, tied at four. Interestingly enough, all three sets, Chuck, have been tied at four after the initial 8 points. Serve receive St. Henry, little drop shot, returned nicely by Jackson Center. Touch and go right now at the net for both teams. Dink and dunk. And here's a spike attempt by Clark of Jackson Center. St. Henry goes off the floor to make the recovery. 1-2-3 hits by Jackson Center. Here's a kill attempt from the backside. Yes. Well done by the Tigers, I believe.
Number 10.
Yep. That was Yaron Yarkoski to give Jackson Center a 1-point edge at 5-4. Tigers serving. St. Henry returns. 1-2-3 hits. It's Whirling. Back line. Good recovery by Platfoot at Jackson Center. Ball nudged up and over on the play by Reichert. St. Henry gets it back. It's spiked at the feet of a Tiger player. Point, St. Henry. We're tied at five.
That was Bikey. Heck of a shot. Boy, I tell you, that angle was tremendous.
Lauren Bikey, 5'6", senior for the Redskins, starred on that play. We're even up at five. Here's St. Henry's serve. Oh, it hangs on the net. It hung on the net for a second, and kerplunk, it fell to the Tigers' side. Jackson Center could not retrieve it. Break St. Henry. Redskins lead 6-5, says the scoreboard. Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits. Yes! Good touch. Nice play, Grace Woolley.
Yes, it was.
For the Tigers. Again, a hole in the St. Henry defense. Tied up at 6. They trade points. St. Henry serve, receive. Seifring, middle of the floor, whirling. Oh, it's a hot one. Jackson Center goes off the end of the floor. Can't get it. A lot of top spin on that shot for the Redskins, who lead it 7-6. We're tied at 1 set apiece. This is set number 3. St. Henry serving. I think that's Lauren Robinette, a senior, 5'4". Good shot up and over. Jackson Center at the net, tipping it into St. Henry's side of the floor. And I think a Redskin broke the plane.
Yep.
Net infraction. We're tied up at 7. Jackson Center serving to St. Henry's back line. 1, 2, 3 hits for the Redskins. Laspa Seifring. Here's Jackson Center. Volleyballing it around. Blocked at the net for St. Henry. Wow, what a play.
Lizzie Snyder.
Yes.
Oh, wait a second. No, Maya Ontrop.
Yep, Maya Ontrop. 5'10 junior, about whom we spoke in the pregame. 8-7, St. Henry up 1.
They've got these numbers down the side, and they don't match up with the numbers for the players.
Very pivotal third set, 8-7, St. Henry. Jackson Center smacks one to the back line of the Redskins. Here's a ball hit far side of the floor by Wendell, up and over for St. Henry. Jackson Center's Clark recovers. Kill attempt by St. Henry. Up front, it's Lange, gotten back by Jackson Center. Kill attempt, Yarkoski, got it! Tied up at 8. Couldn't ask for a tighter start to a set. It's the third one of the evening. We're tied at 1 each. 8-8. Jackson Center and St. Henry, set number 3. Jackson Center serving. St. Henry, 1, 2, 3. It's a back set. A back set. And it's finished. Finished on the play, I think, by Claire Wendell. 9-8, St. Henry. Good communication by the Redskins. They lead by 1. St. Henry serving. Here's the ball clubbed to the near side of the floor for Jackson Center. Third hit from about 10 feet from the net, up and over. St. Henry with a kill. St. Henry with a kill. Hit Jackson Center. Cannot deflect a pass back to the court of play. It goes off the floor. What a shot by St. Henry. Carly Winter had some steam behind that one. 10-8, St. Henry up 2. That is the biggest edge the team has had here in this third set. Good rally underway. 3 shots, Jackson Center. A third by St. Henry. Deflected. Deflected, but Jackson Center goes off the floor. Point Redskins.
Yeah, I think I got a little momentum now, but I think one more and they'll have to call a timeout.
Yes. 11-8, St. Henry. We're in the third set. Tied at 1 set each. Here's the run-up. The serve by Gels. Jackson Center's pass to the front line. Off the mark. Not recovering in time as Akers. Point St. Henry. 12-8 Redskins. Here is the serve by St. Henry. It's a little blooper floating short. 12-9. Jackson Center down 3. Tigers trying to regain momentum. Clark on the serve. St. Henry can't reel it back in. It goes off the shoulder of a Redskin player into the stands. 12-10. Jackson Center down 2. Clark serving. St. Henry with the dig. Set far side of the floor. Kill attempt by Avery Schmitz. Blocked back by Jackson Center. And it's ruled a point. A point for the Tigers. The front line of Jackson Center earned that one. 12-11, 3 in a row. Quick serve, Tigers. Here's a back set on the play for St. Henry. And the shot is crammed home. Jackson Center unable to block it. Well done by Ontrap, 13-11. St. Henry is up two. Redskins serving. Big swing, Jackson Center, three hits, set far side of the floor for Yarkoski. Her shot has got a little too much distance on it. It's no good. Point St. Henry. 14-11. Redskins up three. Who's that serving right now, Chuck, for St. Henry? Is that Ontrap? I can't tell. Oh, what a mean spike at the net by St. Henry. Carly Winner, Brianna Seifrin. 1-2 punch up front.
It's Teeman serving.
Jackson Center simply could not handle that return, and St. Henry has sprinted to a 15-11 lead in the third set. We're tied one set each on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
And welcome back here to Northmont High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are in the third set of this regional semifinal between St. Henry and Jackson Center. The Tigers took set number one, 25-21. St. Henry triumphed in set number two, 25-22. And St. Henry is in the lead, 15-11, midway point, set number three. St. Henry gets the service honors. Redskins up four, trying to extend the advantage. And the serve by the St. Henry Redskins is only halfway up the net. It's no good.
It did not even come close.
That's a gift. Jackson Center will take it, 15-12. Serve, Jackson Center down the left side of the floor to Wendell. Setting up Seifrin. Blocked back by Jackson Center, but it's a little wide. Shot sailed off the edge of the floor, 16-12, St. Henry. Right idea for Jackson Center. Those blocks sometimes are difficult to control.
They are. It's a sport I never played. I'm impressed by how they play the game, though.
You just don't know where those blocks are going if you can't block down and over the top edge of the net. Four-point lead, St. Henry. Good rally underway here. Here's Jackson Center on the back line. Set far side for Clark. Clark goes cross-court, angle, good recovery, St. Henry. Oh, a nifty little dump shot on the play by Lydia Whirling. That's about the third time she's performed that maneuver tonight.
Yeah, that's impressive. You just get so set for that spike, and then she just redirects it.
17-12, St. Henry. Five-point lead, Redskins. Here's the serve toward Jackson Center's back line. The Tigers let it fly. They don't play it. It drops on the line. Good.
Wow. Yeah, that was close. I'm looking down the line. That was close.
18-12, St. Henry with its biggest cushion in this third set. 6 points.
And this serving run is by Brianna Seifrin.
Seifrin is on fire. About like the color of that jersey of hers. Bright red. Seifrin on the run-up, and she loops it up and across to Jackson Center's back line. Kill attempt, far side of the floor by McKinley Reichert of Jackson Center, handled nicely by St. Henry, and St. Henry goes cross-court with the kill. Chloe Gell's got it, 19-12, Redskins in the lead by seven, 6 points away from taking set three. It's one set apiece. St. Henry Seifrin, the Jackson Center's back line. Here's a set near side. Shot struck by Jackson Center's Macy Kloffenstein. Recovery by St. Henry, no. The ball clouded long. Point Tigers. Jackson Center needed that one. 19-13 in favor of St. Henry.
Yarkoski is going to serve now. She needs to have a good two or three serves here.
6 point lead, St. Henry. Third set, even up at one set apiece. One, two, three, it's St. Henry. Last shot, but whirling up and over. Three shots, Jackson center. Far side of the floor. Good. Nice kill attempt on the play by Reichert. It glanced off the hand of a St. Henry player. 19-14. St. Henry's lead shaved to 5. Jackson center serving. Tigers trying to get on a roll late in the third set. 1, 2, 3 hits. Last by whirling of St. Henry. It splashed off the elbow of a Tiger player. Point Redskins. 20-14 St. Henry. One set each. We are late in set 3. Here's a serve received by Jackson center, but an error. A miscue. Point Redskins. 21-14. Biggest bulge in this set. 7 points. Seifring serve. Jackson center digs it off the floor, but it's not passed up front very well. Point St. Henry.
Timeout Tigers.
Yep. 8-point lead Redskins late in set number 3. 1 each in sets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I'd like to alert the radio station that at the end of this set, we will have a 2-minute radio station break. A 2-minute radio station break at the end of this set. St. Henry 22, Jackson Center 14, very late in set number 3. Jackson Center took set 1, 25-21. Then St. Henry rebounded and prove victorious in set number 2, 25-22. Redskins pulling away late here in the third set. Oh, what a serve by the Redskins. Who's doing the red-hot serving for St. Henry, Chuck?
Looks like zero.
That's Lauren Vikey, 5'6 senior. That one was off the arm of a Jackson Center player. She went down to her knees, couldn't get under it, couldn't return it. The lead for St. Henry is 9, and then the Redskins prove they are human in this set and make an error on the return, and it's 23-15 in favor of St. Henry. Jackson Center serving, and that one is cracked long and hard and much too strong off the end of the floor. Service blunder by Jackson Center. Here is set point. Set point for St. Henry. Leading 24-15. Redskins nail one to the back line of Jackson Center. 3 hits, Tigers. Last one weakly goes over the net. Set near side, St. Henry. The kill is good. The kill is good by Claire Wendell. And St. Henry has taken 2 straight sets to go up 2-1. We'll take a 2-minute radio station break. St. Henry leads Jackson Center 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
GAIERS.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tires, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Well, three sets are in the books here at Northmont High School. Jackson Center wins set one. St. Henry takes sets two and three. 2-1, St. Henry in the lead. We start set four. Thanks to Brian Billing, we understand that New Knoxville won over Lipsick in the regional semifinal in the Northwest region tonight. 25-19, 25-11, 25-12. Congratulations, New Knoxville. And again, deepest sympathies from scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR for the Loggeman family. New Knoxville's coach, Meg, lost her husband earlier in the week in a car accident. New Knoxville's players and students mourned all week long. Tonight, New Knoxville responded with a three-set triumph over Lipsick. Chuck, that must have been hard to do, but well done.
Well, they did it for the coach. They did it for the coach's husband. And it puts everything into perspective for sure.
Yep, sure does.
Choked up here.
Well, we start set number four, and St. Henry bursts out to a quick 3-1 lead. As we were talking, the Redskins own a 3-1 cushion here at the outset of the fourth set. Early momentum, Jackson Center jitters, suffered by St. Henry in set number one. Then the Redskins have since gotten on a roll, took two sets, winning the third one comfortably, 25-15, after taking set number two, 25-22. And we are 3-2 in points in favor of St. Henry in the fourth set. Here is Seifring with a kill from the far side of the floor for St. Henry. She's got it. 4-2 in favor of the Redskins. Second regional semifinal coming up after this match featuring Fort Loramie and Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Good serve by St. Henry, and Jackson Center goes off the floor to get it. Recovered by Sarah Clark. St. Henry with a shot at the net, and it's at the feet of the Tigers, who can't make the recovery. Beautifully done. That was Carly Winter of St. Henry. Carly for St. Henry, Ava for Jackson Center. The lead 5-2. St. Henry breaks out on top in what could be a third set victory and a match decider for the Redskins. Jackson Center
Here's a three-shot rally by the Tigers. Nicely done. Blocked back by St. Henry. No, St. Henry couldn't block it back. Nice touch by Jackson Center, Chuck.
Riker did a nice job. She kind of mishit. She took a full swing and didn't get all of it.
No.
But it was like a changeup.
Yep. And she kind of slid that one off the side of her fist, and it went into an open area. Here's St. Henry with a long cross-court shot that nestles in the corner. It's good. Untrap earns it. 6-3, St. Henry up three. We will continue to alert the radio station. We have played a two-minute break, and that last one wound up being a three-minute break.
Sorry about that.
We apologize. So we've played 5 minutes of our planned eight. We're looking at this volleyball coverage tonight in terms of length and in terms of spots, like a football game broadcast. 6-4, Jackson Center earns a point while serving, and Jackson Center serves again. Received on the play by Bikey of St. Henry. 1-2-3 hits by Jackson Center. Here's a set, middle of the floor for Seifring of St. Henry. She nudges it up and over. It's beyond the Tigers, headed toward the back line, and Jackson Center can't track it down. 7-4, St. Henry. St. Henry leads 2-1. Redskins serving left to right. Ball spanked over the net, but whirling, going off the floor. Good hustle play. Jackson Center's Grace Woolley. She salvages the point for the time being. Got it back. St. Henry, another good hit. Well done to Seifring. Jackson Center, good recovery off the floor. Net interference against Jackson Center. 8-4 lead in favor of St. Henry. 8-4 Redskins, who lead 2-1. St. Henry serving. Well done by Whirling. No, it's just off the side of the floor. Thought it was in over there, but ruled out by the official. And it's 8-5. Jackson Center down three. Good serve. Just went over the top of the net by an inch or two. St. Henry with a good dig. Set far side for Carly Winter. Jackson Center, 1-2-3 hits, last of which is tried on the play by Yarkoski. Gotten back by St. Henry. Great rally underway here. Back set for Yarkoski again for Jackson Center. Yes! 8-6. St. Henry by two. 2-1 lead in favor of St. Henry. Jackson Center serving, middle of the floor. Set, middle of the court. Shot, St. Henry, good. Who nailed that spike, Zach?
That was a spike, I'll tell you what. That was Gels.
Give credit where it's due. Chloe Gels. Boy, she had some power behind that one. 9-6. St. Henry in the lead by three. 2-1 lead, St. Henry. Redskins power it over the net. Jackson Center setting near side. Shot, Elena Platfoot. Got it. Platfoot on the spike. 9-7. 9-7. Lead is two for St. Henry. Has that point been reversed?
They just reversed it. Not sure what the call was.
Oh, my. Big difference between 9-7 and 10-6.
Oh, yeah.
Point St. Henry, not to Jackson Center. Fairly critical at this juncture. Here's Jackson Center passing to the front line, and the pass grazes the net. Pass was a little too heavy, caught the net. Jackson Center couldn't play it. St. Henry earns the point to go up five, 11-6. Serve, St. Henry, short, no good. 11-7. Jackson Center down four. Tigers need to make a run. Trailing 2-1. Striding forward for Jackson Center. It's Morgan Kipker on the serve. 1-2-3 hits by St. Henry. They go cross court. Fine shot on the play by Avery Schmitz. Jackson Center can't dig it off the floor. Point, St. Henry up five, 12-7. St. Henry in the lead by five. Up two sets to one. Serve to the back line at Jackson Center. Third hit up front for Macy Klopfenstein. She pounds one over. Here's the return. Hammered by Wendell of St. Henry. Gotten back by Jackson Center's Clark. Her spike is in there.
Clark's having a nice match.
Sure is. 12-8 in favor of St. Henry. Clark whips the serve down the right side of the floor. St. Henry at the net, little touch shot, blocked back by Jackson Center. Here's a kill attempt by St. Henry. Nicely done, far side of the floor by Lydia Werling. She lights up Jackson Center and makes it 13-8. Serving St. Henry is Raya Busher, 5'2 freshman. Good serve. Jackson Center goes off the floor and cannot reel it in. Great serve by Busher. 14-8. St. Henry streaking. Midway point. Fourth set. Redskins lead 2-1. Serve Busher. Back line. Jackson Center plays it. Set near side for Yarkoski. Gotten back on the play by St. Henry. Middle of the floor. Seifring on the finish. St. Henry not being denied. Trying to wrap up this match in strong fashion. 15-8 lead, up two sets to one. Somehow, some way, Jackson Center needs to string together some points and reverse this momentum. St. Henry helps right here with a serve that's short. 15-9. Jackson Center serving. Down six. Down two sets to one. Kill attempt. St. Henry a little too much length on it. Off the floor. Ontrop shot a bit heavy. 15-10. 5-point difference. Jackson Center down. St. Henry serve receive. Cross court kill. Cross court kill. A dandy Carly winner. Wow, did she have some drive behind that spike. 16-10, the lead for St. Henry. Fourth set, Redskins up two sets to one. St. Henry, serve, receive, Jackson Center. It's at the feet of a Tiger, middle of the floor. Tigers can't scrape it off the hardwood. St. Henry on a roll, up two sets to one, leading 17-10 in set four. Unscore is broadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Welcome back here to Northmont. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Very late now in set number four, St. Henry with a 7-point lead. That's a fairly commanding lead, Chuck, when you're just eight away from winning this set and winning the match.
Well, you know, Jackson had a real nice start to the game, and I think St. Henry, the jitters got to them a little bit worse than it did Jackson, but now, boy, they're playing on all sets
yep.
now.
Indeed.
As Tim Cummings just scared me as he went by.
this St. Henry team overcame the nerves. They hurdled the jitters early on. Redskins playing very sharply now. Another outstanding serve is in, an ace, and it's 18-10. St. Henry streaking, leading two sets to one. Serve received Jackson Center. Far side of the floor. Shot by Shia Akers. Good recovery by St. Henry. Oh, here's Jackson Center mishandling. Jackson Center mishandling. That shot by Busher was on a line. Jackson Center thought it might come over with a little more hump on it. It didn't. And it's 19-10, St. Henry. Serve received Jackson Center. St. Henry six within the match. Late fourth set. We got players going at it at the net. And we've got net cord interference by St. Henry. A couple of simultaneous blocks, violation against the Redskins. 19-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Fourth set, St. Henry leads 2-1, having taken sets number 2 and 3. Serve received, St. Henry, cross-court shot, yes, Lange got it. It was on the line. Clark was outstretched, could not make the recovery for the Tigers, who are down 20-11, St. Henry within 5. I'll remind the radio station, we will take a full 3 minute, a full 3 minute radio station break between matches. We'll take a full 3 minute radio station break when this set ends. And that will conclude our radio station breaks for the evening. Here's a great serve. Another great serve by St. Henry. Is that Seifring on a roll? She shot that one at the feet of a Tiger. And it's 22-11. An amazing run by St. Henry. Way back in single digits. This was a 9-7 match since that point in time. 12-4 Redskins.
Yeah, they've really just settled down, put the ball in play, passing the ball incredibly well, and that's where Jackson has fallen down in these last two sets, is that they have not passed the ball well.
Nope. And not serve receiving very well either.
Right.
Nope, not at all. Looks like St. Henry is going to prove victorious. Redskins would move on to a regional championship match at 2 p.m. on Saturday. We would be on the air at 1:30 on scoresbroadcast.com only on Saturday afternoon at 1:30 for the regional title. It looks like St. Henry is going to be one representative. 22-11 Redskins in the fourth set. Serve received, Jackson Center. St. Henry back set. Kill attempt on the play by Ontrop. Gotten back by Jackson Center. Fed up front on the play to Platfoot to Kipker. Up and over. But St. Henry drills one hard right near the net. Shot is good. It's in by the Redskins. Beautifully done on the play by Chloe Gels. And it's now 23-11. St. Henry within 2.
Can we get a chance on this side?
Here's Jackson Center with a serve received. St. Henry spikes it again. St. Henry spikes it again. It's Carly Winner. Carly Winner with a great shot. 24-11. St. Henry leads. Set point. Match point. Serve is long. 24-12. Here is a serve at Jackson Center. Down by a dozen, 24-12. It is set point, match point again for St. Henry. Oh, that shot almost hit the ceiling by Jackson Center. Tigers recover. St. Henry kill attempt, blocked back by Jackson Center. Great rally. Wendell up front to Seifring. Kill, far side of the floor. Kill, far side of the floor. Good! It's Ontrop and Winner. Ontrop and Carly Winner are all over it for St. Henry. 25-12. Redskins win the fourth set and take the match 3-1. Jackson Center won the first set by a score of 25-11. And then in succession, St. Henry wins 25-22, 25-15, and 25-12 over Jackson Center. 3 minute radio station break. It's a full 3 minute radio station break between matches here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back at Northmont High School, where we have just witnessed the first regional semifinal tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. St. Henry in four sets knocks out Jackson Center, 3-2-1. 20-6 now by way of record for St. Henry. Jackson Center winds up the campaign with a mark of 20-6. St. Henry victorious, overcame some early stumbles, fell behind in the opening set, lost at 25-21. Jackson Center grabbed the lead after the first several points, was never headed, and then St. Henry really settled in, Chuck, and had its way with Jackson Center, especially over the last two sets.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head on the serve receive.
Yep.
St. Henry did a much better job than Jackson did in the last three sets, and they just really did a good job of putting the ball in play, and they blocked better than Jackson, and that was the difference in the match.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Well, Chuck, let's hear from Aaron Watkins, head coach of the Rushi Raiders. His team started getting ready a couple, 3 months before the school year even started.
I'll start back in the summer. We really challenged ourselves. This summer we went up to Owens Community College to Super 20 tournament. A lot of the top teams in the state are up there. And we went to a really challenging tournament down in Centerville. So we really pushed ourselves early, knew what we needed to work on. And as we got started in season, played a heck of a schedule. I think John would probably echo the same thing. We have really similar schedules. And we got beat up a little bit early, but we've just kind of stayed the course, and we told the girls the same thing, you know, keep working on it, trust the process, and we're here today because they've trusted the process and they've gotten better.
And like Fort Loramie, you too here at Rushi have played a heavyweight Midwest Athletic Conference schedule.
Yeah, we've played almost everyone up there, so we always say if you want to be the best, you have to play the best,
right.
And the MAC volleyball is usually the best, so we go up there as much as we can.
This Rushi volleyball team has got size. Three young ladies, 5'11 or taller.
Yeah, we got that. Cece Borchers is probably 5'8 or 5'9, but she jumps out of the gym. And same thing with Carly Scott. She was on a jump rope all summer, and she added about between four and six inches to her vertical. So she gets up for only being about 5'9.
Wow. And Kate Sherman, Bailey Pullman, Ronnie Poling.
Yep.
A lot of length.
Yeah, we definitely bring a presence to the net, and I really think that really leads our team and would describe our team as we bring a presence to the net. We're going to force teams to go around our block. They're not going to go through it, and we really like our chances when our block is up and doing what it needs to.
And as you were saying several minutes ago, your floor leader out there on the volleyball court from a year ago, Kendall Monin, needed to be replaced. And over the course of this year's campaign, you found that person.
Yeah. Kendall and Ashley both are four-year players, our two seniors that played heavily last year. And you don't realize how much you're going to miss someone until they're gone. And we missed her. But looking through this season, we had to find someone. And that person that really stepped up vocally and led us on the court has been Kate Sherman. Can't say enough about how well she's played down the stretch. She's had 21 kills against Farrell on the other night and then 19 against Tri-Village Saturday. So it's pretty easy to follow someone when they're leading you in all facets of the game, and she's really stepped up vocally.
Aaron Watkins, head volleyball coach at Rushi, before tonight's regional semifinal match between Rushi and Fort Loramie. Obviously, you go head-to-head with the Redskins twice every season, and you have been a regular opponent for each other in regional tournament play in recent years.
Yep, we've been marketed down for three games every year here, going back three or four years, and I'd say probably going forward, we can probably mark it down for three next couple years as well. So it's a great rivalry between the two schools. Every year we're putting out a solid team on both ends, and it's always just a really exciting, really fun match to be a part of at the regional level.
Yeah, this season in the regular year, Rushi won at home, Fort Loramie won at home.
Yep. It's always hard to play at Loramie, and I'd like to think they would say the same thing about playing here. We didn't lose in league here at Rushi, so we like to defend our home court, and I think John would say the same thing. So just sets up a really nice rubber match at a neutral court.
A team that handles the moment in the regional tourney will probably be the club that, because of poise and composure, comes out on top in the end.
Yeah. We return everyone but Ashley and Kendall from last year, so a lot of these girls, this will be their third trip to the regional, playing four games down there now. This will be their fifth game in the regional level. So hopefully there's not as much jitters, and we can come in and really, really be ready to go from the get-go. There's always some jitters that first, you know, 5 or 10 points of the match, but hopefully we settle in early and can take advantage of that experience we have down there.
Five-year Rushi volleyball head coach Aaron Watkins. Before tonight's match between his Raiders and the Fort Loramie Redskins, even Steven, over the last few seasons between these two clubs, not much difference. You can expect a tight match, probably a five-setter coming up, Chuck.
Well, that's what you expect. I mean, these two clubs are so evenly matched. Unless somebody really struggles a little bit with their game tonight, it should be right down to the wire.
Coach Watkins was talking a moment ago about the importance of playing in the moment, about the meaning of this rivalry, Fort Loramie Rushi. Quinn Schultes, fine player for Fort Loramie, the twin of Ava on the Redskins roster, and noted what she thought about this Fort Loramie Rushi head-to-head competition.
We've always been rivals against Rushi because both schools are competitive to the core. We both have extremely athletic athletes, and we both take losing very seriously into the heart, and it hurts when we do. So none of us want to do that, and it's extremely competitive when we play each other. So, and we happen to meet each other in regionals every year, and both teams won it, so it'll be a fun game.
Competitive and even, Stephen, the last, I think, eight matches, 4-4, each has won four the last eight. So
yes.
You talk about competitive and even, it is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A regional tournament, the big stage, mm-hmm. big crowd, big moment.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prepare yourself?
So, me, I don't know about the other girls, but me and Ava personally always take a nice long drive before we get to the gym and listen to some good music to get us going. And then, of course, having a positive attitude with the whole team before is huge. You know, if people come in hanging their heads down, it affects everybody. Ava being one of our main players, when she's down, we're all down. So that's huge. We need her to be in the game the whole time. That's a lot of pressure on her, obviously, but she knows that, and we're going to see what we can do Thursday. So.
Quinn Schultes, head coach at Fort Loramie, is John Rogers, of course, 15-year mentor of the Fort Loramie program, and he talked about his club's very difficult and challenging schedule all year long.
It's what you have to do to get your team prepared for the tournament run. You know, we battle with them. You know, it's a learning curve. I have a lot of young players on the floor, experience-wise, I should say, a lot of young players on the floor. And so it's a learning curve. And from every match, we watch film. They learn from it. And even though, you know, those MAC schools were losses early on, we have become a much better team because of them.
Highlight your seniors for a moment. Outstanding leadership they provide, including, of course, Ava Schultes and Colleen Brandwee.
Yeah, they lead in different ways. You know, Ava is a quiet kid. There's no, until you get to know her. You know, when you get to know her, she's fun-loving, great personality. But on the court, she seems relatively quiet, and she kind of leads by example. Colleen, you know, kind of in between being loud and being quiet, but she will talk to you quietly and tell you what you need to know and what you need to do. And then Ava's sister, Quinn, is the loud one. You're going to hear her all the time. So it's a really fun combination between them. And Riley's the same way. Riley's loud. Brooke's quiet. I mean, they're kind of alternate opposites of each other, and they're a lot of fun to get to know and have fun with on the court.
And then Jada Dree's very good right side hitter for you.
Oh, yeah. She's arguably my most experienced player.
Right.
You know, Ava's been a four-year starter, but Jada's also been a four-year starter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's played quite a few positions for me due to injuries over the years, but she's very solid, very consistent, and she's someone we can rely on heavily.
Mm-hmm. Riley Heitkamp, the senior. You'll have junior Katrina Burning in the starting lineup. A couple sophomores as well.
Yeah, we have a wide range of experience levels out there, a wide range of talent levels out there, you know, and it's a learning curve. You know, losing 10 seniors last year, there was a lot of holes to fill, and it was quite a process, a preseason process, finding who those players were going to be, because there's so many little details besides just being a great athlete that are so critically important on the court.
You know, I can look at stats, pages and pages of them.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't mean all that much until you see a team actually perform, and defense and communication and passing are all so critical.
I gave up on stats a long time ago. You know, you can definitely draw things from the stats, from the numbers, but, you know, we don't all play the same teams that during the season. We don't all play the same competitive schedules. Some play more competitive. Some play less competitive. So it's hard to really put your head around the stats that are there. We will look at teams and see, okay, who's their kill leader? Who's their defensive leader? Who's their best server? But we won't put much emphasis on it besides that until we actually play them.
Hey, the season's a work in progress. I know you and I have talked before about the fact that you're building for the moment. Mm-hmm. Your best matches come late in the tournament. You're not saving a daggone thing. You're just improving, developing, getting better along the way.
Absolutely. I mean, the postseason for me is not like
oh, hey, we're almost done. No, we're still working. You know, we're still learning every day in practice. We're still working hard every day in practice. We're still trying to, you know, reach the pinnacle, reach our potential. And I personally don't think we've reached our potential just yet.
And John Rogers, 15-year head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's regional semifinal match between Fort Loramie and Rushi, a team with which you have split two matches this year. You won four sets. Rushi won four sets. Talk about those events and what you expect tonight.
Yeah, it's a rivalry game. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where you kind of throw records out the window. We can look at what we did before. We can look at what they did before. But none of that really matters. What matters is Thursday night when we take the court against each other for the third time. I don't know how many years in a row we've played them in regionals now. So, you know, it's we throw the records out the window and we just get out there and get after it.
And keep in mind that Fort Loramie 20-6, Rushi 16-10, split two matches in the season. Fort Loramie was shorthanded a couple of players when Rushi beat Fort Loramie at Rushi. And Rushi was shorthanded when Fort Loramie beat Rushi at Fort Loramie. So Rushi was short players at Fort Loramie, and Fort Loramie was short players at Rushi. Well, we've just seen on the scoreboard clock that 20 more minutes show up on the scoreboard clock. And that was
where did that come from?
That was unplanned. That has really thrown us a curve. 20 more minutes have shown up on the scoreboard clock. We thought they were counting down from 10 minutes about 12 or 13 minutes ago. So I tell you what we're going to have to do. At some point here in the next few minutes, we're going to have no choice but to go offline. We're going to have no choice but to go offline. We will take a quick restroom and refreshment break, but we will go offline. We will alert the station. There's been a change in the timing schedule here between match one, match two. St. Henry defeats Jackson Center 3-1 in the opening match, and they are allowing, as it's going to turn out to be, something like 35 minutes plus between matches. That was not according to plan.
7:30 start for the second game. Who are they kidding?
What time is it now?
It is almost 8 o'clock.
Almost 8. So this match will not start until
8:20, right in that area. Yeah,
very close to 8:20. In just a matter of a couple minutes, we are going to break. We're going to go offline, and then we will return online before a quarter after 8 o'clock, right before the festivities, before the match do begin. There will be introduction of starting lineups, maybe another national anthem, perhaps not. But we are going to go offline in just a few minutes. I did not realize 35 to 40 minutes were going to exist between matches. That, for certain, is a big-time curve thrown at us.
Don't they know it's a school night?
Fort Loramie Rushi. Rushi red hot into the year, won 13 of its last 16. Rushi dropped 7 of its first 10. And Fort Loramie is on a roll. Redskins have won 9 of their last 10. Both teams playing outstanding volleyball right now. I will alert Derek back at the station. We are going to take a break of about 7 or 8 minutes. I will stay in touch with him by phone and alert him as to when we do return for second match coverage tonight between Rushi and Fort Loramie. Winner takes on St. Henry at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon for the regional championship and a berth in the state Final Four. We'll return it back to the station. We'll go offline. We'll play a station break ID and then depart. For Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.